Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Good morning. Thank you for being a part of the 5 o'clock club. So yesterday was the anniversary of Kyle's death, and it was the first time it was on a Monday, and it was a little different. It was a kind of a heavy day for me. Mm-hmm. And so I decided, you know what? I have time. I can leave work a little early. I'm going to drive up to Dover to his cemetery.
Wow.
And I hadn't done that in a while. I don't think I've been to the cemetery.
That's so funny. I was going to ask you yesterday because you went up for the eclipse.
Right.
And I wanted to know if you stopped there, and I didn't ask you. I should have.
So I was driving out from the eclipse, and there was all the traffic.
Oh.
And I thought, I should go by the grave. And then by that point, I was already on the way out of town, and I was like,
going back.
And I thought, maybe I'll go back. So I decided to go there yesterday. But here's the thing. So there's not much to do.
No.
Right. So I get in the car and I got some music on and stuff, some stuff that made me think of Kyle. If you don't know, Kyle was my partner of 4 years, and he died unexpectedly 5 years ago yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I will say that yesterday, the hard thing about yesterday, because I didn't really know what to expect. It's like one of those milestone things. Mm-hmm. It's just a little bit of a heavier day. But because it was on the same day of the week, it made me kind of
go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of relive what that day was like.
Yeah.
You know? So I wanted to go up to the grave. So I thought, I'll get a beer. He used to drink Allagash White. I loved Allagash. I'll get a beer and I'll just hang at the cemetery for a few minutes, just get by myself, just kind of do a little thing, right?
Yep.
So I get out of the car and, I popped a beer open, somehow found a bottle opener in my car because I forgot about that part.
Right.
And I get out and there were some flowers there and stuff. It was nice. Some people had left some flowers.
Nice.
And I'm sitting there and I thought, I'll sit down and I'll drink this beer. And then I'm not the type that I'm going to talk to him out loud.
Right.
Okay. You know?
Yeah.
But that's...
You didn't feel the need. Yeah. I always wonder okay.
I thought maybe I would be more emotional and, kind of have a moment,
Yeah.
And I was just kind of sitting there and I was
What?
I guess this is kind of it, you know?
Yeah. So you didn't talk to him because sometimes I'll feel that way. If I go somewhere that reminds me of someone and try to talk to them.
Right.
And then I feel like a crazy person.
Right. I
mean,
whatever works for you. Listen, if you're a person who talks to, then that's fine. I that's just not for me,
Right. I agreed.
I was sitting there and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I'll finish this beer.
Yep.
It wasn't like I was going to sit there and get hammered at the grave.
No, you weren't going to kill a six-pack or anything.
No.
And then
I just
you don't
want to,
scroll on your phone.
Well, right.
Because that's the other thing. You're trying to, honor him and, kind of
right.
be with him.
So I did look through my phone to try to see if I could find, if there was a poem or a quote or something like that. Yeah. And I was like, okay. And then I kind of felt guilty about being on my phone. I was sorry. And then eventually I heard this other family coming walking through the cemetery with some kids, and I was like, okay, well,
now you
I
feel
think
a little,
I this kind of feels awkward. And then I was like, well, I think I'm just gonna get back in the car so I took the dogs for a little walk nearby. There's a little park nearby.
That's nice.
Took them for a walk, and then that was kind of it. So I turned on my sad music again and got back in the car and drove back south.
But I love that you did sad music and you did it because
that is cathartic too.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
The whole drive up there was part
right.
of it. The whole
right.
getting the six pack was part of it.
Right.
You feeling awkward was part of it.
Right.
All that stuff you needed to do.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to put on a sad song and make you think about someone or something and
right.
cry.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't even really cry that much, to be honest. And I kind of wish I did. I was definitely sad. And there were teary moments at random points during the day.
Yeah.
The moment, and I was kind of like, come on, this is helpful, to cry. And there wasn't really a lot of those moments yesterday. It was more just sort of pensive. And and the one that got me was when we were getting into bed. And I was thinking about the first night, and all my friends were over. Our friends
the first night after he had passed.
Yeah, so he died in the morning on Monday. We saw the family and all that, and then friends came over, brought pizza and wine, and then they were like, "Do you want one of us to stay with you?" And I was like, "No, I kind of want to be myself,"
Yeah.
And I remember holding his dog Izzy.
Yeah.
In
God,
bed.
This is gonna make me cry.
And that was the moment where I was like, oh my God, you know, and just fell apart. And when I remembered that, when we were going to bed, that was emotional.
And that'll bring you to tears every time you think about it.
That moment, as much as you brought us into, oh my God, it makes me so emotional. I just picture you in that moment.
Right. And I remember feeling it like personal. That. It was.
Oh, that's terrible.
Todd's going to go on TV.
Jeez, all right, Blake.
Go do your thing. But it was almost like I was trying to trigger those feelings through the day.
Yeah.
Because it feels good to be sad.
But it also feels good that you don't cry now every time.
Right. Oh, like that's part of healing.
Right.
Yeah.
And like you've grown and you're settling and, you know.
Right.
That you're not going to break down into a mess every time that you think about it.
Right. No, that's part of moving forward. But,
yeah, totally.
I was sitting there at the grave and I had the beer and I was like,
what do I do now?
Okay. Well, I think I'm just going to get back in the car.
Right. It's so true.
You know?
Yes.
It's like, what are you going to do?
When you're in your apartment with him, you can go through things. Like,
right.
When my friend died, I went to her bedroom and I just sat there and I went through things.
Right.
So to me, I think of the beach that we grew up on. I'll go there by myself and try to talk to her. Be like, well.
Right.
Okay.
You just kind of go, oh, there's a rock.
I'm like, oh, it's sandy.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, like wind. I brushed off. There was like a leaf.
Yeah.
But it's not like I cleaned the grave off. There was one leaf and I went,
Yeah.
There you go. Move that one.
It's like you wanted to like, man, I should have done something
to
come here to do with you.
What is
like
there
play
to do?
Solitaire, like brought a deck of cards.
Right.
You know.
Well, I guess I could have played. We used to play cribbage. I could have played cribbage, but you can't play that by yourself.
No.
You know. I'm gonna like take that, Kyle. Now I'm finally gonna beat you. So I'm gonna sit right here. Yeah. This song was the one that got me on the way up.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. Watch the sunset
disappear. There wasn't even a sunset, to be honest. Because it was early.
Well, look at it now. Turn around.
There you go.
Look at that sky.
Look at that.
Come on.